It's been a while since Suki hit record.
Fuck you.
I'm all seeing, baby.
That's what the shades are for. That's how you check out girls without being a creep.
Is that what you do? That's why you buy shades?
No, I'm just saying, all right, yeah, like, for real. You guys have never done that.
Peep some chicks out with my shades on?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, see, okay. It's a guy thing.
Yeah,
it's
objectify thing, women. Yeah.
Guys being dudes.
And that's the show. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
All right, bye. Hold on, let me open this can up.
Go ahead.
Oh, get it.
Everybody, 3, 2.
Oh, well, mine just cracks.
1.
Nice. Ooh. Get that.
Ready?
Yep.
Oh, shit, I got it on the fucking mic.
Suck it up.
Quarantine that for 14 days.
Jess, who texted you if it's worth listening?
Oh, I'm not. Reed? No, we're not mentioning it. What if they're going to listen to this?
What, Riley Reed?
Wait, what?
No,
Riley Reed.
Yeah, Riley Reed.
IG'd me saying like, oh, is it worth listening to this?
Ooh.
Oh, you talking about? Just out him. Yo, should we out him? Just out him.
Nah.
Jessica?
Who?
I won't say her last name. Oh. Better? Yeah.
Who? He's like, I won't say his last name. Don't worry, I'll say it. No one will know, bro. You said the first name, I said the last name, but they can't put them together.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what
true.
I mean?
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is it was worth listening because we were making those like slurping sounds into the mic. Just.
Why are we like?
That's what makes our friendship so strong.
I think it's a year of going unpunished for the things I'm allowed to say, you know? Like, no one's really whipped my ass because of it.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I was dying from, like, coughing from the Sprite.
Dude, so remember my court case that's coming up?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
is it official now?
It's going to jail.
Well, it was official when he handed me the ticket, so yes. It's been official for, like, 2 weeks.
In context, our boy Donovan will possibly face some prison time.
No, that's not.
Okay. If y'all can go,
I don't think so.
Go fund me for his court case.
Dude, somebody just Zelle me, like, $1,000.
Baby, that's cold.
Yeah, do some Cash App for him, for our boy.
I have to start an OnlyFans to afford this.
You're going to start selling feet pics?
This is going to ruin me.
I'll never recover from this financially.
Yo, did I tell you? I this girl I know actually started an OnlyFans.
Yeah, you told us about it.
Yeah.
And then
should we get her on the pod?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, sure. Ask her how the industry is like.
Yeah, I'd actually really want to get
Anna. So how would you feel if your daughter... If you had a daughter.
Okay, this is found out. There we go.
If I found out, like, if I had a daughter and she had an OnlyFans or, like, she was, like, a cam e-girl, like, Belle Delphine.
Yeah.
Well, you know Belle Delphine has a British accent?
No, she doesn't.
Because she's British.
I didn't know that.
No shit.
Yeah, I think she's British.
Really?
She is. I've watched, not, like, a porn video. Let's get ahead of this. But it's...
Yeah, okay, dude.
She doesn't upload full-length videos. Anyway... there's a video of her on her Instagram.
Show me your phone history right now. I'm gonna see like Belle Delphine uncensored.
I actually don't watch porn on my phone.
Noob.
That's a rookie.
You watch it on his iPad?
What do you mean?
I watch it on my laptop, bro.
Dude, that's a rookie
HDR,
move.
HDR fucking screen, man.
Yeah, until you get
Doesn't
a virus.
Doesn't that have HDR on it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's not OLED, right?
Probably
it's LCD.
Not. Anyway, it was a video of her saying she's gonna do hardcore porn, but her like very thick British accent is in it. I'm like, oh, this is weird. And
nah,
that's
dude,
my
she's
story.
Just, she's just trolling. She trolled the whole thing
I
about
I think
like,
I'm ready to do
hardcore porn. Hardcore. Blimey. You want to see me knickers get stuffed?
Oh my God.
Go to the OnlyFans.
Wait, is England the only monarch country?
What?
No, there's got to be others.
Oh, hold on. A dumbass moment. Isn't monarch meaning like monarchy meaning like you?
Monarchy, yes.
Kings and queens.
You forgot the Y at the end.
Yeah.
Is it a monarch? Like a butterfly? Or like.
Wait, is it monarch butterfly or is it monarchy butterfly?
Monarch butterfly.
Oh, I will spell countries wrong.
Is that the one that's black and orange?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, countries.
The beautiful
with
one.
Monarchy.
All right, listen, bitch. All butterflies are beautiful.
Bitch, have you seen another?
Just like women.
Oh, wow.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, so according to a quick Google search, Denmark, Sweden, Spain, Norway, Japan, can't pronounce that.
Japan? Oh,
can't pronounce Japan?
No, the next one. Brunei?
Brunei?
Let me do it.
Here.
The guy who did Esau.
You were in Esau?
Yeah, we talked about this. Wait, where are you at? Oh, Brunei.
Right underneath Japan.
Brunelli?
Talking to the mic, please.
Brunelli?
Yeah.
Brunelli? Yeah.
I like the shotgun?
Wait, why don't we
Oh, that's Benelli.
I got this.
Basically, it's other...
Yeah, we about to see the U.S. on there.
It's like... hit that...
Okay.
Just shut it down.
Dude, it's so long. It's like 15...
Why don't you guys make it short?
15, 20 seconds. I don't know.
That takes effort.
It does take
effort. It's a country in Asia.
Japan?
No. What the fuck? Brunelli.
Oh. South Korea.
Is Brunelli a rich country?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's a roughly the size of Delaware. Wait, what the fuck is check. Currently the fifth richest nation in the world?
Holy shit.
What the
we
fuck?
We need to move there.
It's GDP or GDP. GDP. GDP is 71,185 per capita. The fuck does that mean?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't remember everything.
Shit. Hey, you listen to a business podcast. You know this shit, right?
GDP is like gross domestic something.
Damn, it's a super safe country
to visit. Yeah, that's what everyone says. They want people to visit.
Ultra low crime rates, apart from the occasional petty theft. Solo travelers always feel safe there. Now, how the fuck do you pronounce it?
Yo, we better show up to that country and fuck it up. You want to feel unsafe, bro?
They got free oil.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The time is now.
Wait, what?
Something about their oil.
Oh, they're ripe for democracy.
Ooh, okay, how do you pronounce this?
Are you ready to be freed?
I wouldn't say free, under shit. New management.
This is how you pronounce it. Y'all ready?
What?
Brunei.
Blimey, we're going to Brunei.
Brunei, all right, that's the next place.
Blimey.
Hold on. Bucket list right there, Brunei. That's where we're going to go.
Fit check off, hold up.
Bro's trip.
Yo, you imagine it's like they have free gasoline? Dude, we just Bronx. Roll up like three cases each.
Fucking corduroy pants, the goddamn wreck hoodie, and the Coors.
The fuck? You I got your do daily fit pick.
Someone sent me a fit check, so I had to send it back.
Oh, we're on the pod, bro. You gotta wait.
Yeah, I do.
Well, now the pod knows what I'm wearing. Sugi's recording us. That's a lot of dead.
Yeah, that's a lot of dead air. I was like, all right, let me just turn
a lot of what?
Sugi's like filming us and. We weren't really saying anything.
I think I'm like high.
I'm trying to make an incentive.
I keep hearing like the wrong shit. I thought you said it's like, dude, that's a lot of dick. I'm like,
wait, is that being high or is that being dumb?
I don't fucking know.
Like, yeah, I think you're making an excuse for being dumb. Yes.
Don't call me out.
All love, baby.
Oh shit!
Oh shit! Fuck, wrong one. God damn it!
Try to hit this.
Look at this dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that one. That's
we'll
the
figure
only
it
one
out.
I love.
We'll figure it out.
Speaking of which,
what are we talking about?
Brunei.
Fuck that.
What do you mean, fuck that? That's gonna be our road trip, dude.
When we're talking money. About Belle Delphine with the British accent.
Yeah. Dang, what a.
And then before that, we were talking about.
Yo, what if Belle Delphine gets like knighted or something?
That's never gonna
Sir
happen.
Sir Delphine, please kneel.
Your contribution to the internet has brought our country great honor.
What if she marries like somebody from the royal family, dude? Bro, if she marries somebody from the royal family, that's
yo,
it.
No.
Oh, someone's here.
Yeah, it's my dad. Truck ASMR. Papa. I'm trying to think. I don't know, because the people who are next in line, their kids are too young for her, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Like, they just have little kids.
Age is just a number until they're legal. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yo, chill.
Okay, Epstein.
Once they're legal. Once they're legal.
Okay, Epstein.
Chill.
I was gonna say, but no, back.
Okay. That would be crazy though if she did become.
Now you've been red flagged, bro.
I was gonna say, okay. Another topic I want to bring up is: have you guys seen any like since we haven't gone to a movie theater in like a year now?
I've been to the theaters.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see Tenet.
Yeah. What movie did you see?
Train to Busan 2, Electric Boogaloo.
What? Oh, train. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the second one, but it's not called Electric Boogaloo.
Dude, that's been a running joke we've been having for the past, like, 6 years, 7 years that we've known each other.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm just forgetting everything.
Forgetful Freddy over here.
Yeah, I forgot how to open a lighter.
Oh, forget about
open a lighter or
start a lighter.
Turn on a lighter, yeah.
Don't turn me on.
Hey, man, I got the message across. Don't ASMR dumbass to me.
No, I said you could turn me on.
But I was like, dumbass.
Oh.
Dumbass. All right. So, no. Speaking of which, so aside Donovan, did you watch any good movies over this, like, whole year? Like,
via, like, stream?
Yeah.
Movie-wise. Or just
watch one in general?
Yeah, any one, or did you repeat another one that you saw, like, rewatch something?
Yo, well, Silent Voice is good.
I think, like, the only movie I watched is Borat 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Is that one good or no? Is it ass?
It's, I mean, it's not as good as the first.
It's Sacha Baron Cohen, bro.
It's still funny. It's, I feel like the plot's a little more linear than the first.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen it. Can't relate.
To the first one?
I've never seen the
first one.
You've seen the first one. Yeah, no, I haven't. Second one. You have it?
I've never seen the first one.
Damn, okay.
You're missing out.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I got to watch,
can you guys hear me chewing? I got to watch
Step Brothers. Yeah, we heard you chewing. We're just used to it.
No, I can't hear it. Like, through the mics?
Mm-hmm. Before, no. Not now. Because you're self-conscious.
No, I'm just chewing the way I was earlier.
I heard you smacking on something.
Oh, yeah, no, that was just me, like...
Yeah,
okay. I'm doing that on purpose.
What about you, Sugi? What have you watched, movie-wise? I'm trying to think. I watch more TV than movies.
Yeah, that's how I watched... was not even a good movie, Red Dawn. The 20, like...
Oh, the one new
with
one?
Josh Peck. With Josh Peck.
Yeah.
With this him is and
for
Chris.
Oprah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's not Oprah. A good movie. Dude, he plays like an annoying kid in that movie. Like he's like in that. High schooler and stuff like that.
Is he the younger brother or the older brother?
Younger brother.
Oh, isn't like Chris Hemsworth his brother?
His older brother, yeah.
How does that work? Like the genes?
It was such a weird movie. It was just all this like, these kids are like... fighting off the North Korean army.
Oh, it's North Korean in that one?
Yeah.
It's a remake.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The original was like in the 80s. No, it's Russia.
Is it Russia? I thought it was Cubans.
Russians show up in this one, too. They help out the North Koreans.
I mean, who else would help the North Koreans?
Chinese.
More North Koreans.
Is this like propaganda, though?
Probably.
If you think about it.
For why they were showing it now?
No. I'm just saying, like, back in the day, like, are they conditioning us
to hate North Korea?
Like... It's like a form of propaganda, like showing like a certain country as like the bad guy.
Dude, they always do that. They always do that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, with Russians.
Like, oh my God, the Russians are here.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't trust them. Like the same with like the man from Uncle. Remember that movie with
I like
Henry
the man
Cavill?
From Uncle.
I love that one too.
Oh, that was a spy movie with Superman Cavill and
the guy from the Social Network.
What?
Yeah, he plays the twins.
I haven't seen the Russian spy?
Yeah, he plays the twins in The Social Network.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie.
Army Hammer or something like that.
Arnie.
Good looking
Arnie
dude.
Hammer. Yeah. I mean, that whole movie, it's just good looking cast.
Dude, they are.
The female lead was
why? Because they're white? That's racist, dog.
Nah, dude, they were just tall.
Strong.
They're just tall.
Tall, strong, gin, and suave hair.
Fucking chiseled, like...
That's what I'm saying, the sharp chin.
Yeah.
The sharp jawline.
And then, like, their just accent and everything like that, dude. It's just like... because even Henry Cavill kind of has an accent. He doesn't really...
Isn't Arnie Hammer the dude that did Lone Ranger?
No, that's someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's check it.
You might be right.
I'm pretty sure.
Are you talking about the first Lone Ranger or the shitty Lone Ranger?
The one with Johnny Depp, yeah.
The shitty one, then.
That movie did suck.
It was a big flop.
Yeah, because it was terrible. Dang, that came out 2013.
Yeah, we went to go see that.
You are right. Arnie Hammer.
Dude.
Go what? Donovan.
He looked so...
Fuck you guys. Never forget I'm better than all of you.
I don't know who I thought he was.
Just mark that down. Just write that in your notes. Today, I finally bested Anthony and
Suki. Yo, dude of the week, myself. Yeah. For fucking being better than everyone.
Well, there, guy, Anthony and Suki.
For being lesser than me.
Yeah.
Yes.
So friends are for. They bring you up so you can put them down.
Bro, okay. One movie that I did watch over again this break, I finished it, I think, 2-3 days ago, was Peter Pan. The 1953
The one with Robin Williams?
The cartoon?
Fuck, the cartoon, yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that Hook? God. The one with Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Peter
Bro,
Pan.
Bro, that was pure nostalgic. Like, watching that movie, it brought back all
Here
my
Here we
childhood.
Go.
I did not know.
When
I watched that
you
movie.
Wish upon
oh, look, it's Jeb.
Star.
I watched that movie a lot when I was Khabibi? A kid. Because like all the scenes were coming right back to my head. Was there a movie that like a Disney movie that you just kept on watching over and over again on repeat?
Tarzan.
Toy Story.
Toy Story?
Yeah, that was a big one in my house.
And you was Tarzan?
So yeah, Tarzan. That? Oh, Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch is awesome.
Yeah, I think Lilo and Stitch is the one that I fucked with the most.
I like that one as an adult the most. Like,
you appreciate it more as an adult.
And because the soundtrack's so good. I mean, it's fucking Elvis.
Ohana means family.
Ohana.
Fuck. That's wrong.
I'm not even going to try to attempt.
Ohana means gang gang, and gang gang means no one gets yeeted.
I was going to say, the second close movie that I watched over and over again was The Emperor's New Groove.
That's a good classic. One. Yeah, that's an awesome one.
Classic. Did you guys see the Kronk's movie?
No, I didn't.
The Kronk's New Groove? Yeah. I mean, it's never as good as the original, but like, dude, it's Kronk. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that movie was just the had poison so much Cusco. Interesting characters. Cusco's like, poison. Everybody is funny in that movie.
Yeah, I like The Emperor's New That's Denise's favorite.
Hey, okay.
Oh, moron.
Stop, oh, stop. Like, don't double tap it.
Wait, isn't that Facebook? You can't double tap it.
Hey, man, you just panic. Like, you just don't.
It just zooms in. Nice.
Yo. Yeah, this is NSFW. I'm not sure.
Group chat or Facebook page?
What?
Huh?
What? Oh, my God. They make vegan shrimp. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, they're making a lot of Pizza Hut's selling vegan Italian sausage pizzas.
Vegan shrimp and grits this morning. It was tasty. A little tougher in texture. A great alternative.
Dude, what if... Do you ever think... All right. This hypothetically,
like, this so like phalluses, thinking. Bro. Ugh. What? Bunch of dicks in like a pan.
With them dicks. It
looks like pecans.
Pickens.
On the bottom left, bottom right side. That looks like pecan and like... Cheddar soup.
Dude, that does not look like pecans, bro.
It looks like pecans.
No, dude. Closer. How does that look like a pecan?
Doesn't that look like a pecan? From far away, looks like pecans?
Yeah, I can see like in the bottom right one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, bottom right.
The bottom right? The fuck?
Can someone push the heater a little closer to the table?
Oh, that's a heater? Oh.
Yeah, the little shitty piece of... Dude, the temperature's only at 69. Yeah, I was wondering,
is there a reason why it's on 69?
Crank it up. God damn, my feet are freezing.
Can you reach it with your...
No, I can't reach it with my minuscule Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
Looks like I got to do it.
Movie I'm trying to watch again is The Departed. There should be a... Hello, everybody. I'm just going to talk through this while they try to figure this out. I had a hard day at work today. Yeah, it was tough, but, you know. Some days go like that. Yeah, man. How are you guys? It's a week before Christmas. It's probably come out the week Christmas is going to happen, if that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know if we'll record next week. So if you guys don't hear from us, I hope you guys have a good holiday.
Trust me, bro.
Shout out everyone who's having Hanukkah right now.
Your voice just cracked, dude. Trust me, dude.
Trust. Big trust.
Let me do it with my hand.
Anyway,
you're a bitch ass. Don't blast it.
Yes, I hope y'all are having a good Hanukkah.
Turn up the volume the heat to max.
Hope everyone has a good Christmas and they're followed by a Kwanzaa. Good Kwanzaa.
That's max 85.
Yeah, man. Just hope everyone's doing good. My feet are cold.
And then change the hit the setting button to high instead of eco.
It's lit. Ooh, at the night show. Anything can happen at the night show. Ooh. Fucking right, ho.
Dude, I thought you were going to pick up the chair and like swing it at me for some reason.
Just go WWE.
Sick. I've had enough of your shit.
The Iron Sheik. It's
like, you know, I'm tired of you telling me what to do and how to turn on the fucking...
All right, so put it on high?
Yeah.
All right, and then just blast it?
Yeah.
I think it's as hot as it gets. Still stuck at
85. All right, that's cool. That's it.
That's as high as it gets, bro. Anyway, I think we're back. We got the heat thing going. Good? Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. Everyone else?
I mean, in all honesty, Crocs probably aren't the smartest footwear.
I thought about wearing them today, too, but it's like icy outside, so I was like, icy.
We had snow yesterday.
Snow?
Yeah, it was snow and sleet.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen the new Goku Super Saiyan, like, 11?
Why is he that's staff? Fake.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh my god, this is canon, dude.
Oh my god.
That wasn't your first anime you watched, right?
No.
King of the Hill was.
Shut the fuck up.
What is it? What was it for you?
No, probably actually, yeah. I think I remember everyone. Yeah, seeing Dragon Ball Z growing up on like Toonami and stuff.
Yeah. I feel like that's everyone's
first one.
First anime. Yeah.
But did you like stick Naruto. With it? But did you stuck with it?
Fuck no.
Yeah, I did. That was the one I stuck with. Naruto, I tried
I got tired of it after the Buu saga.
Which one did
Bro, Buu there was come nothing after Cell? The Buu saga. That was GT.
So they came after Cell? You guys remember that one?
You got tired of it after...
After it ended? No, yeah. I mean, did you see the new Super?
Yeah, I watched Super.
Yeah, see, I didn't even finish
it's
Super.
It's not worth it. It's dumb.
Is it cringe?
It's not cringe. It's just, I don't know, maybe I grew up and that's why I didn't like it. It was just all this, like, the same... It's like the plot wasn't there. It was not the same as, like, the original one. It was just pretty much, oh, Goku's going to save the day. Goku's going to save the day kind of stuff.
Every time.
Yeah.
He's going to let...
Jebby!
Habib.
What's up, Jeb? I missed you. Yo, what up?
Sweet.
I was Habib. Waiting for her to hit her head on the garage door.
Click. Like, I'm going to hold on to it? All right.
Oof, Maron.
Do the thing. Do the challenge where you drop the leash and see what he does.
He's going to go buck wild.
You're so cute. Oh, you want it back? There you go.
Nothing's going on.
What the hell am I looking at?
Bye.
Ah. You know, that's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Is that the movie he plays?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape or something like that?
Homie, that's Matu.
Oh. Should I tag him?
Yes. Should I tag him?
I'll just send it to him in Facebook group chat.
Don't. Yeah.
Or no, not a group chat. The
just
the
tag him in the comments. Don't do the whole where you post it, where it gets on his page.
Nah, that's even funnier though.
No, that's worse. Make sure you tag Fabrizio too.
Is he still dating that one chick?
Oh shit! Don't tag it. Yeah, don't tag it. Just in case. I don't know if.
The fuck? No, I'm going to tag it, man. I ain't no bitch.
You just made Donovan. Someone's life very turbulent. Yeah. I love
Donovan.
It.
What?
Relationship breaker over here.
What?
No, I mean,
it's a girl. If he ain't in a relationship, no one in the squad's going to be in a relationship.
It's not letting me. I'll just send it to him in the chat.
He probably turned off the, tag me.
No. It's, they wouldn't let me. The post itself.
I did
itself.
That.
Oh, or they just share. There's no comment. You know what I'm saying?
Which way I did that. I did the whole post to review.
Yeah.
So whenever y'all like tag me in something, I gotta like.
Oh yeah, I used to do the same thing, yeah. And then I'm like, this is too much work. So
it just said Suki said send this to you.
Guess you had to be here.
But hey man, so Thanksgiving was over.
Dang, bro, this expired in 1921.
Damn, dude, that's some good aged beer over there.
Holy shit!
Wait, when does it actually expire?
I have no
April
idea.
19th, 2021.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just being...
What happens if you drink expired beer? There's nothing wrong, right?
Probably just tastes bitters.
Oh, okay. You won't.
I don't think anything like it. It'll start changing like probably like a few months after, but not like the first week. You know what I mean? It's not like instant. Like
milk.
The 22nd. Oh, it's bad.
Yeah, milk goes bad depending on like. You can. It just depends on the temperature. Like,
yeah.
If you just keep on taking it out, and it's gonna go bad.
It's gonna curdle.
Yeah. Same with cheese.
Once bro, you don't like stuff. Your milk with extra pulp?
I like shum pulp. That's a Soprano.
Wait,
is
one of you guys lactose intolerant?
Yeah,
it's you, right? Okay. The guy with like a lot of stuff.
The white guy can consume milk. Yeah. Don't worry.
Doesn't stop me, bitch.
Oh, man, I'm Billy.
Bro, you know what I've been dying for? Some ice cream.
Some blizzards?
Been ages. Yeah, blizzards.
Dude, blizzards don't travel well.
Yeah, they don't. They melt. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got like
eat them at 10, the store.
No, you got like 10 minutes tops to get to where you're going otherwise.
Isn't that the same with Cold Stone? That shit doesn't last that
bro,
long.
Bro, I don't fuck
Cold
with Cold Stone.
Is whack.
It's too expensive.
Too fucking expensive, yeah. I got lucky someone paid for it.
Like, I'm not, yeah. There was a Cold Stone in Dubuque, and I never understood why people would pay that much.
Yo, you know what is
it's
tight,
like the
though?
Starbucks of ice cream.
It's a good analogy.
No, but you know what is tight, though? Cold Stone, they do those custom cakes. They do custom ice cream cakes.
Oh, you want to get that for my birthday?
I want a fudgy.
Are you even going to be here?
No.
Oh, well, then no.
Just hold on to it. Or you could eat it.
Just hold on to it.
You can just eat it.
Hey, Suki, happy birthday. We're going to eat this cake.
Yeah, I'll be fine with that. Technically, we're celebrating his birthday, too.
I got a birthday.
Oh, I got to say something.
You going to shout someone out for their birthday?
No. Yes.
Why do you keep looking at me like that? Is it about me?
No, it's not about you. Did you guys wish a certain somebody a happy birthday?
No, fuck Fabrizio.
Fuck you.
What was his birthday?
16th.
Damn it, we're not trying to put this on the air. He doesn't want people to know.
Oh, hey, everyone, if you're a listener, Fabrizio's birthday is this date. His social security number is also.
Man, it's so dumb, bro. I don't know why he's tripping about that, man. Just
some people are just nuts. They just...
I don't like my birthday either, but I let my homies wish me a happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, bitch. I just almost said bitch, no birthday.
You could go ahead and say that to Donovan. Suki told me.
Are you calling him?
Yeah, I'm calling him.
He's probably at work.
Yeah, he's a hardworking man.
Hello? Watch.
Yo, what up? He's going to say.
Did you guys get a snap where he showed like his thick thighs or whatever?
No.
No, you get that?
Yeah. Unless he just sent it to me. Anyway, it looked like he was naked.
I missed your call. You leave your name and your phone number, I'll call you right back. Thank you and have a great day.
Yeah, he sent that to Mofo Table.
At the tone,
I didn't see it then. When did he send it?
Maybe an hour, 2 hours ago.
I didn't open it. No.
More options.
Hey, heard it was your birthday yesterday. Not that I forgot. I'm just happy belated. Okay, bye. Just make it super awkward.
Well, speaking of birthday, how was that?
It was great.
Surprise birthday party.
Surprise birthday
party. Yeah,
the one that I ruined.
Surprise, yeah.
It was good. Went to Peking Duck. I'm never paying $50 for a duck again.
So that's one place where you're not going to go, right?
So the thing is, like, if you guys were down to go and you're like, all right, let's go try it, I'd be like, okay, let's go.
$50? Not worth it, dude.
Fuck. Is it all you can eat?
No.
No.
Yeah. No. But the thing is, though, after everything, I think we ordered 3 ducks and a bunch of other entrees, and we still only ended up paying like 20 something per person.
It's not terrible. Well, you also had a big group.
Come on, man. Like,
But everyone left like happy. You know what I mean?
I like Bob and Edith's.
Yeah, those shit.
I like their vibe.
Popeyes, you know, for $20? Get a lot of food.
You could probably buy a pop. Yo, watch.
All right, we remember Suki now when he's like broke as fuck. All right, and then when he starts making money, he'd be like, "You guys don't eat steak every other night."
That's what I was gonna. You read my mind.
I had steak tartare like 4 times.
You read my mind. That was the question I was gonna ask. In the future, when we have money, are you guys gonna be like, "Nah, we gotta eat like luxury stuff"? Or are you guys still gonna be like,
"Oh yeah, I'm not trying to own a fridge."
Well, depends on what kind of money I'm making. Am I just making more money than I am now? Because that's so vague. Am I like baller? Yeah, I'm gonna ball the fuck out, dude. People ask me, "He's like, oh, like, what are you gonna do if you're rich?" I'm like, dude, money's gonna fucking change me. I don't care what anyone says.
Money and power changes people.
Yeah, I'm gonna start acting fucking different. I'm not gonna hang out with you broke bitches anymore. I'm gonna go find some rich friends.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
That's recorded. That's recorded.
What's that like lame saying? It's like you're only like. Your group is a reflection of you. So
broke
like,
bitches on the right, broke bitches on the left.
Oh, that's Migos, and you botched that lyric.
Fuck.
Yeah. Anyway.
What?
Like, realistically.
Where the fuck was this going?
Anyway, so yeah, like, realistically, when I start making money, the goal is to not own a fridge and just, like, eat out all the time.
What the fuck? How are you going to freeze your beer?
I don't know. I guess I'll drink
beer. Just a mini fridge.
Yeah, I guess I'll have a mini
cooler.
I don't want a full fridge.
He's going to get a wine cellar. That's what he's going to
get. Oh, hell yeah.
No chairs in the house. Just Yeti coffins everywhere. You pull up a cooler.
Yeah.
Drink's already inside. The ice has been there for like a week, by the way.
It just stays cold, bro.
I don't think I could ever do
just
that.
Just all Yeti, so like
that's,
drinkware.
That's your lifestyle.
No glassware.
That's your lifestyle. You don't want to... What about... Might as well hire a chef then.
No, I'm going to eat. What part of eating out all the time?
After a while, you're going to get sick of it, man.
I don't think so. Like, your options, you know, there's so many options to eat out.
But then you always have to be outside.
That's fine.
Really? You don't want to just
sounds interesting.
I feel like you'll enjoy it for like a month or two, and then you're going to be like,
oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But in his defense, Anthony does not like cooking.
I fucking hate it, bro. I hate boiling water.
Does Denise cook or no?
She bakes.
Yeah, she bakes, and...
Yeah, where's my cinnamon roll, bitch?
Are you calling him a bitch? Are you calling him a bitch?
Oh,
yeah, you better be.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I have the 2 options.
I know my place.
Nah, just kidding, man. I love you, dude. Don't touch me. How'd you touch me higher?
Yeah.
Look at this dude.
Yeah, I mean, she can cook. I feel like I have to dance around that because I don't want to be like, well, it's a woman's place to cook.
I know. It's just, you know, I'm just asking overall.
Yeah, I mean, she can cook. She can bake.
Do you ever want to learn to cook or not? That's just never going to be.
I'm glad you caught that. Yeah. Did you catch what I said?
No.
Woo!
Don't worry. We'll listen to that on the pod.
I'm joking.
Cancel him.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, all of the girls in my friend group, I cook better than all of them.
Oh, shots fired. Okay.
Well,
of course, it's coming from the guy who's
Hello.
Hello, Mom.
Would you like to be famous?
To like 20 people.
You're looking at three of them right now.
Oh, my God.
Ha-ha.
No, but yeah, like sometimes like I'll be watching one of them cook and I'm like, that's wrong.
Wrong.
Like, why are you holding it like that? You know what I mean? I'll be saying that in my head.
But like,
you know, I'm like, it's not efficient. You know, it's like,
but they don't specialize in cooking like you do.
I don't specialize in cooking, dude. I just do it more often than other people.
Oh, damn.
So close.
Did she make
it? No.
Oh.
To close the circle, yes, Fabrizio was naked.
What?
Okay.
Just now?
Talking about, no, the mofo
have you not table, seen the
Snapchat. What?
Yeah.
All right.
He mentioned that like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, thanks, it's now closed.
Why am I getting something on Instagram? Oh, no. Somebody listening live?
I've hacked your IP. What you guys are saying is wrong.
What the fuck? What the fuck are we talking about?
Chicks cooking.
About? Yeah, and you're saying you can cook better than all your
so star girls. Not all.
Which is being sexist, by the way.
But all of the ones that I've seen cook, you know what I mean? And like sometimes I like put out advice. You're like, no, don't fucking like look at me and shit. I'm like, what the hell?
You dice wrong.
Yeah, basically. I mean, that's like me. I'm like, dude, you're like freaking
dude,
me out.
When you're chopping vegetables, you should just be like slow. Slow, bro, so slow.
That's basically how it was, and I just stopped. I'm like, oh, fuck it.
I do one day want you to teach me how to cook. You should do like a cooking class with me and him.
Yeah, I honestly, like, I would like
to. All right, learn. I'm not going to lie. I have a lot of bad habits from the way I cook shit, but.
Then just make sure you don't teach us those bad habits.
Dude, I don't know what bad habits I have.
Then
I just know
teach
I have
us,
them.
Because your food's going to be good. You're looking at two guys who don't know how to cook.
I can crack
I've
an
seen
egg.
You, I've seen you cook.
Which is bad.
Chicken.
Yeah, which is dried up. Nasty,
dude!
I can't even cook pasta right. You know I overcooked
what the
it.
Fuck?
Yeah, exactly. I overcooked
pasta?
It,
bro. You just time it, man.
It started burning.
Were
on
you
the
just
bottom.
Taste
the pasta?
Yeah.
How did you? Did you stir it?
Yeah.
Then how did it burn?
So,
because I wasn't using the proper like pot, I
was dude.
Using,
there's no such thing as
using
a right
a pan?
Or wrong pot.
I was, you know, like those the ones
like it's called a pan. It's real flat.
No,
like a frying pan.
No, I wasn't even using that.
Pasta.
Okay, you know,
it wasn't even that. He was just cooking it on like a fucking sieve or something.
I don't know what the fuck that is. Okay, no,
the griddle.
It's a circular one. It's like a circular ones where you can like boil like tea in.
Cooked a kettle. You were cooking ramen in the kettle.
I think you
pasta
could.
In the kettle. Well, no, but you can open up the top. It's like it's an open like.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, you know, some people can put it on their head, like the circular, like
it's a pot.
Is that a colander?
No, that's what you strain shit.
That's
in.
What I'm saying. I'm like, yeah, no wonder it fucking burned. There's no water.
No, like the Johnny, like the Johnny Appleseed has a pot on it.
Yes,
head. Yeah,
pot.
Yeah.
But it's
not. Oh,
the
one with like the handle on the side. It's like the one everyone cooks their ramen noodles in.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a
but
pot.
I'm cooking pasta with that. But you should be cooking a little bit bigger, aren't
so
you?
So how the fuck did you?
Did you not add enough water?
No, I had enough water. It started burning after I took out the water. When I drained it down, I put the sauce in, and then I think I may have like cooked it too long in there.
No. Were you stirring it after the sauce was in? Or you just poured the sauce in and just chilled?
No, I was stirring it occasionally, but not as much. The heat was still on.
Like blast? Probably,
no, it's like mid.
A simmer?
Yeah, usually once it starts bubbling, you cut it down to a simmer and just let it chill.
No, I left it at the same height that it was, same heat that it was boiling water at. Then once it looked like it was fluffed up and it looked like the pasta was like, you know, because it's small. And then once it's like...
Oh, yeah, you know, you overcooked the shit out of that pasta. Was it like mush?
No, semi-mush, semi-like. The it was still fuck? All together. It was still
all right, I'm going to need you to recreate everything you did, and I'll just point out everything you're doing wrong.
I may have taken a
wrong.
Picture of it. I'll show you.
So first of all, when you can, I mean, it's like a struggle meal. You know, you just pour the sauce in when you're done, you're like, fuck it.
Yep.
But usually you keep the sauce on the side. You finish it. The sauce, you know, add whatever herbs,
yeah,
meats, proteins, whatever,
mm-hmm,
get it to finish. And then right before it's done, you can cook your pasta. And when the pasta is done, you put the pasta inside the sauce. You don't do it vice versa.
The fuck?
Yeah.
You lost me there now. Hold on.
So what I understood is you cook the noodles, right?
Yes.
And then you poured the jar of sauce into the pan after you drained it.
Yes.
Yeah. So you did that backwards. It's the other way around. You cook the sauce. Cook the noodles and then put the cooked noodles
shit,
into
you cook the sauce. That's where I fucked up. Then I don't even know you
just eating
the sauce.
Cold sauce.
No, just put the sauce afterwards.
Shash.
You're supposed to cook it before.
Shash.
You don't have to. I'm just saying, like the way you're doing it is like college student struggle meal.
That's what I was doing.
Which, yeah. I mean,
has ever had I mean, a bread it's already, sandwich.
What?
You toast a piece of bread.
And you put it in between two pieces of bread. Yo, that's sad as fuck.
I've heard it today. I heard it this week, so it made me laugh.
Somebody told me to, like, dude, I just found out, like, I was 2 years old. And I found out people spit in each other's mouths during sex. I was like, what?
Oh.
And I tried to convince them. I was like, you don't already? And they're like, what? Like, you're supposed to? Yeah.
Nice.
Call me Spittoon, nice. Baby.
Spit on your braces, be like, thong. Like a, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking up? You're trying to find the picture of your shitty pasta?
He's looking up chicks spitting each other's mouths.
Yes, that's so this is where I was cooking it on.
Yeah, it looks like
the fuck is that? What am I looking at? Why is the water like that?
He has a rusty pipe.
Dude, he didn't change out the water. He just poured the sauce in. Never drained it.
This is the bad picture here. Look at this. Dude, that's not pasta.
Look bad.
Let me see. I'll be the judge of that. Come here. Give me your fucking phone.
No, not until I get the case.
What do you mean the case? What the hell?
I don't trust you dropping it.
Bro, you've there's a case on it.
This is not a good case. I'm waiting. That's what I was asking you. Because
bro, we're like 3 inches from it.
I ordered the Spigen case in a
Spigen
glass protector. Phone, fuck you. This is my phone. Fuck you.
All right, I'll trade, man. If I break yours,
shut you the fuck. Mine. No, dude. Yeah, mine's you throw the mine. New one.
It's cool, man.
No,
I'll buy you a new
You're
one.
You're cool, not me,
dude. I already have to pay for a lawyer. I'll buy you a new Homie. Phone if I break it.
With your court winnings.
Yeah, I know. I'm just fucking balling out right
look
now.
Look at it here.
Dude, you gotta hand it to me, man. I got bad eyes, dog.
Get close. You don't have to hold on to it here.
It's called an iPhone, not a U phone. Remember that joke was funny? No. What's up with your ground beef?
Is that ground beef?
That's ground beef.
Oh. I told you, man. That looked like shredded beef.
What's the difference?
Oh, moron.
I'm too lazy to actually I'm just like take it out and then I cook it and just break it up with the spatula.
Yeah, you can.
Spatula.
It looked like you cooked the beef and the sauce separately and then just mixed it together.
Yeah, that's exactly
like
what
you,
I did.
You had it like in different bowls.
Yes.
You could have just
some
cooked
pasta,
the beef.
A scoop of sauce, and then grabbed a handful of ground beef and threw it on top.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
I cooked the ground beef in a separate like little like
you could just
saucer.
Okay,
go ahead.
I was gonna say you could cook the beef first
and then pour the sauce.
Then boil your water.
Yeah, sauce on the beef, right?
Even the Caucasian guy knows how to do it.
Fuck you.
Hey, man, Italians made sauce and pasta.
So basically what's going to happen is when you're cooking the beef, right,
you
get it brown. You don't have to cook it all the way because when you add the sauce, it's going to cook it all the way for you.
Okay, so you're putting the sauce into the ground beef. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, correct. So you cook it the ground beef, and then when it browns, it leaves little specks that stick to the pot.
Then you put
and
the
that's
sauce.
Called fond. And the fond is like pure beef flavor. It's concentrated beef flavor.
Uh-huh.
When you pour the sauce in, it deglazes the pot.
Okay.
So it'll you got to scrape up the bottom.
Yeah.
And it'll bring up that beefy flavor and mix it into the sauce.
Shut the fuck up, man. Uh-huh.
So it's extra flavored sauce now. And then as that's going simmering, you bring in the sauce up to temperature and shit. You can start cooking your pasta.
Okay.
And when that's done.
In a separate pot or in the same one?
No, in a separate fucking pot.
Okay. I'll make sure.
Boil the pasta in the sauce.
Al dente or a little less than al dente, however you like it.
The fuck is al dente?
It's firm.
It's like a little firm.
So you're using cooking terminology with me?
Yes.
That was more Italian than cooking.
Well, it's cooking in general.
Dude. Oh, forget about it. Bada da boopy.
I'm cooking here.
Hey, I'm cooking. I'm just doing no al dente.
So you can save a little bit of the pasta water. Save a little bit of the pasta water. Make sure you salt your fucking pasta water, too.
Oh, I do that.
Okay.
And also, okay, here's another mistake I do.
It lowers the boiling.
I put a little bit of oil in there.
Some of that oil, some of that lean.
So that's like hit or miss. You don't have to. There's no point in doing it if you stir your pasta.
Okay.
If you just leave it in there, if you're a dumbass and you're like, oh, I always forget to stir it. Yeah. Put some oil in there.
Okay.
But you're not supposed to because what the oil does after you drain it is the oil coats the pasta.
Yeah.
And the sauce won't coat
That's the noodles. That's why it doesn't stick with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's why it never fucking sticks.
Oh, forget about.
And so when you're cooking the pasta, when it's basically done, save like a scoop. Or like a cup of the pasta water because it's starchy.
Yeah.
And then add that to the sauce with the pasta and mix it. The starch in there cooks even more inside the sauce, and it thickens it. Oh, it thickens the sauce, okay. So everything is cohesive. It sticks to the pasta and all that.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to try that out once I'm back at Richmond.
Just let me know. Just give me a call or something on like a Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's probably when I'm going to be cooking.
It's going to be a Wednesday night cooking some pasta.
I try to cook that for like,
trying to get it
I cook
right.
that for like 2-3 days. I'm going to eat that and then move on to something else.
Yeah, but like, if it's going to be multiple days, keep the pasta and the sauce separate.
Why?
Because the pasta is going to get soggy if you leave it soaked in the sauce.
I've never had a problem with that. Like, it was just.
I mean, if you don't care, then fuck it. Just mix it all together.
But fuck it. You should try to make chili, bro.
Yo, chili's fun. I like making chili.
I made my own version of chili, which really wasn't chili. I just bought.
It's ground beef and pasta sauce.
Oh, it's pasta sauce.
No.
That's your version of chili.
Oh, okay. No. I was like, do we put a pasta? Wait, what do I put in there?
I don't know.
It's dude, it's like ground beef.
Yeah. All right, someone close this garage door. I'm freezing.
I don't know how to
you
close
trade
it.
Shoes?
Oh, Yvette. I'll be back.
You want to trade shoes?
No.
Or are you cold? Maybe if you put your jacket on all the way.
Oh, shit.
Oh, can you kick that over to me?
What is that?
What?
What is that?
It's my drugs. It's my drugs, you bitch.
Pass it to me.
Hey, you see how that's the reason why I didn't give you my phone?
I need it.
Because your ass is going to fucking drop it?
Dude, I'm not going to put your phone in my pocket.
Yeah, you are. Just not until I get
just
those.
Just pocket his phone.
Yeah, the glass protector.
This is mine now.
It's mine now.
Zuki's lungs probably collapsed. He took a hit off that jewel.
Yeah, no, he would die.
Yeah, I would, to be honest. You're not lying about that.
I'm just gonna
no, you're a dick. Anthony.
Anthony, don't get it.
I
Anthony.
Can't reach it. My little arms
are... Right, I'm getting up.
T-Rex arms.
Oh, my. I'm doing the Tom Brady here.
No, you're a dick, bro.
All right, let's not derail this podcast for a freaking jewel.
No!
Come on!
Seriously, man. All right, what are we doing next, guys?
Oh my god, he has the hands. He's crazy.
He's got the shakes.
Wait, you don't even wait. Fuck why aren't you doing it now?
What?
Juuling?
Yeah.
Out of respect for you.
No, I gotta turn it on first, and I'm gonna blow it all on Suki's fucking face, motherfucker.
So Suki and I are hiking this Saturday. It's gonna be sick.
Where you guys going?
Shenandoah.
Which trail?
We don't know yet.
All right, fair enough.
Probably just stop on the side of the road and just go.
That's what I'm like.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, man. Do not freestyle through the woods. Fuck that. I learned my fucking lesson the hard way twice. I had to learn that lesson twice.
How?
Gucci two times.
First time I was with Joel, your brother.
Liage.
I think we went to either Scott's Run or Shenandoah. We went somewhere. And then we were walking on the trail. Man, and then Joel and cold. I just kind of like looked off. And I was like, yo, let's freestyle this bitch. Cause like when we looked over, it was like an open like meadow type of shit, like a clearing of trees.
Yeah.
And then like we were like standing around, I was like, whoa, nature and all that shit. And he was like, yo, what the fuck is that over there? And we kept walking and walking and walking. And then like it started getting like a little like dark because it was like the sun was starting to set.
Uh huh.
And we're both just kind of like, where's the trail?
And he's and like, it's just you two.
Yeah, it's just us two. And I'm like, well, fuck. You know, so we ended up like just wandering the fucking woods.
You were freaking out, weren't you?
Not freaking out. I'm like, well, if we walk straight, hopefully
you'll hit something.
We'll hit something or just get like deep, deep, deep in the woods. But
were you not afraid of like animals or anything like that?
Nah, fuck it. If I die, I die. I'm not going out like a bitch, though.
Did any of you guys have like anything on you?
I don't think so. I think I might have had it. I used to carry a knife on me all the time.
Oh, no. Nice.
You stopped?
Yeah.
Now he's got that Glock.
Yeah, now I got a gun.
It's a toy gun, everybody.
No, it's not. I'll fucking kill you.
We support the Second Amendment on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Hardcore. Oh, my sight mount came in. Oh,
yeah, sick. You mentioned that in the last
yeah.
I wasn't listening, so sweet. It's news to me. Yeah, I think so I'm going to buy a...
The sight and the sight mounts came in.
Nice. Now you can not shoot down the rails.
Yeah, now I'm dangerous.
We got to get him zeroed.
Or I'd just be extra dangerous and just collateral.
Ooh, what are you shooting at? Did you get Cold War or no?
No. I only want to get Cold War when I get the 5.
Dude, how am I going to play Cold War if I have no space on the PS4?
You PS5. Ran out of space?
Dude, yeah, just trying to update it for Warzone.
for Modern Warfare.
Boy, you haven't even updated it. Dude, they just implemented the Cold War guns into it. Now they combine both.
Oh, wow. The AK and M16 are there?
Yeah.
How do you already have that?
That's crazy.
How do you know about that?
I'm just pulling shit out of my ass.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Because the M16 and the AK. Oh, wow.
So instead of the M4, they just brought the M16 back.
Yeah. Wow.
They just pretty much implemented it all into one. And there's a new
map. The AK-4U or whatever.
Yeah, that's also in there now.
Oh, 74U.
But here's the thing. Ever, they're making a smart business thing that if you don't own Cold War, you have to level it up like only in Warzone. You can't do it any other way. So people who have Cold War, they already got those guns unlocked for them. So Warzone is pretty much people who only have the original ones.
Yeah.
Versus the people who already have like the Cold War.
Yeah, it's unlocked. Cool. I'll stick with my growl.
Yeah, so that doesn't make sense because Cold War, like Modern Warfare, is Modern Warfare. Yeah. The Cold War is like the 60s through the 80s, right?
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, I try to use some of the guns. It was not like.
So, like, there was no. Well, I guess a bullpup did exist. The AUG.
Yeah, there's two different AUGs now, the AUG from Modern Warfare and then.
Yeah, the AUG from Cold War. And then there's the RAM. Which is also a bull pub.
That's in Modern Warfare, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
I should have just fucking chucked that outside.
But you know, all right, so now we're going to like get just smoke. You might want to open the door.
Yo, play up some hot box. All right, no, I'm done.
But see, that doesn't make sense to me. You're using like old guns versus new guns. And I always figured modern technology trumps old. But, you know.
Yeah, it's like Modern Warfare. It's like, oh, let's throw in some old guns for aesthetic.
Yeah.
And they're probably just going to, like, beef the shit out of them and nerf all the other guns to influence people to buy, like, oh, get the OP
that's
guns.
What I thought they were going to do.
Yeah. I think they are. Yeah. I think they are.
They're going to nerf everything. So far, there's still people are saying that the Modern Warfare guns are still better than the Cold War guns.
I mean, that's just because they're not used to the.
Yeah, because it's two different companies that are combining together, Treyarch and Activision.
Yeah.
And then, what you call it?
I thought the other one was Bungie or some shit. Or Bungie's am I thinking
Halo, dude? Oh, it's Halo? And Destiny, yeah. Oh, which fuck that game? Fuck Halo.
Really? I thought you loved Halo.
I need a weapon.
Yeah, I'm not getting the next Xbox, dude. I'm just gonna go straight to PS5.
You don't want a little hibachi grill in the middle of your living room,
nah, dude? Fuck that shit, dude.
You seen those videos?
The coils are hot, dude. Throw the meat on.
Girls, I'd rather have something that disguises as a fucking router than
try Try playing Cyberpunk on it.
Oh, did you guys see the video I posted? Remember the Flash Speed 4? The PlayStation, the Korean PlayStation?
I posted on like my Facebook. It's a guy who's like trying to convince his
wife. Dude, they made a second one.
That he's just trying to fix the router.
Oh, yeah.
And then the sun comes in and everything. They made a second one?
There's a second one.
No. Nah, dude, let's watch it later. They're always going to understand what he's saying.
Yeah, unless they're Korean. For all of our Korean listeners. Yeah, we'll just
play later.
If you guys are friends with me on Facebook, you guys know what's up.
Yeah, post. Tag me on that so I can watch it.
No, just go scroll through my feed, bitch.
Fuck you. Fucking tag me.
Look at my dank memes.
Nah, fuck you.
Spit in my mouth.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Dumbass. Just baby bird this monster back and forth.
Monster swapping.
Oh.
It's a porn reference. What the fuck?
We gonna open gifts?
Oh yeah.
Oh true. Oh, fuck.
So we're quote unquote exchanging.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Anthony's Christmas gift part.
Yo,
one.
If I catch anyone posting that lame Vine, the Mary Chrysler, it's on
that
site.
That thing died. Dude.
That's so lame. Don't post that. Yo, that is so lame.
Right? You don't know what he's talking about, right? It's like
that
the was chick who's like Merrick Kerman.
I would
Merrick Kerman. Did you post that?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Let's go, bro.
Look at him. Yep. Pull out the knife.
I pulled out the knife.
You can't see it, but just make the nose
myself. Anyway,
to everyone listening, I do have a gun. No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
Not on me.
I have the two guns on his.
I'm lacking, bro.
All right.
Have you been?
Let's exchange gifts.
Have you gone to the gym? When was the last time you went?
3 months ago.
Bro, every day, every time I go to work, dog.
My man's just hoisting.
So a year ago, wasn't it?
No, sometime during quarantine, I think.
Oh, you did? Oh.
No, yeah, it was about a year ago.
Wait, I thought you did.
It was pre-quarantine.
I thought you said you went with a couple of your buddies to like Planet Fitness or something like that.
Yeah, that was definitely pre-COVID. Because I don't remember having to wear a mask.
Dude, it's hard.
Yes, bro.
That's, yeah, because I remember I was pissing and moaning about Planet Fitness.
Yeah, the long alarms and all that shit. Anyways, yeah. Gifts. So I got Suki his belated birthday.
Don't give that Christmas, questioning look. You didn't
Christmas
give me a
gift.
This ain't Christmas. This is a what you call it?
Friendsmas. Oh, we're giving each other gifts on
Happy
Fabrizio's.
Birthday, Jesus. Wait, how do your party so lame?
Hominess.
Christmas, like you're trying to say homies and Christmas.
Yeah,
homes. Chris.
Homie night.
All right, so all three of these are mine. Thank you.
All is right.
All right.
Who's this?
Vibe
is tight.
Whose is this?
That's Donovan's for me.
Oh, all you're right, never alone. Man. Thanks.
There you go, buddy.
That's kind of creepy. Amazon says that.
Yeah, I know. You're never alone. Yeah, because Alexa's always listening.
Yeah, what does it say on the backside?
The fuck?
It's just turn Amazon. Happiness.
My
something.
Tramp stamp?
No, it says happiness is something.
Happiness.
Doesn't contain in a box?
I don't fucking know.
What is that? Is that a sheep?
I guess.
Or is that Santa Claus?
No, I'm just trying to peel the sticker.
You want to peel it with his knife?
No, I think I'm just going to cut. Okay, no, it's not happening.
Just open it, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I should just do that. Just fucking around with the box all the time. Oh, shit, I got a book, too.
Hey!
The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham, featuring a new foreword from John C. Bogle, founder of the Vanguard Group. Oh, shit.
Apparently, that's like the Holy Bible for investing.
Oh.
So, I know you're into stocks.
Very
and
cool
shit, so.
Getting into it.
Yeah.
I still don't know jack shit.
If you don't open the book, I won't be
there. Did I tell you guys I lost $1,000 in 20 minutes?
In gambling, right?
What? No, like on stocks.
Well, I guess that is gambling.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay, so.
Yeah, didn't you also lose a lot of money in gambling when we went to, before, you told us a story when we were about to go to MGN?
I won some money that night.
No, so that time I was up like $600-$700.
And then you lost it all, right?
I basically lost it all, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And then some.
And this one you lost $1,000 because of what?
Stocks.
Oh yeah, because of I made a bad call. Well, not a bad call. I sold too early because I'm a bitch. Because I saw it just like just plummeting.
You're
I
was like fuck it, oh, fuck it. Shit. What was the stock?
Huh?
What was the stock?
Tesla.
Whoa.
Yeah, because it's super. Because like Tesla, it's not like lower end. Those like the blue chip stocks and stuff, like the heavy hitters.
Yeah.
They move fast, so they're not moving by like dollar by dollar. They're moving by like the 50s and hundreds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like Tesla was dropping like, it was like 1, 2, 3, like you see it in like 20 minutes.
Elon
drop.
Damn.
You know what's crazy though? So it dropped almost $10. I lost about like $700 instantly.
Shit.
I think I lost about like $700-$800, uh-huh. Almost a grand.
And then you sold it?
And then I sold it because I freaked out because I wasn't sure if it was going to keep going because I made a call which is saying it's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
So I sold it in like 40 minutes because I bitched out.
You sold all of it, or did you keep any?
No. So I don't do shares. I do options, which is riskier. So basically, it's like all or nothing type of thing. It either goes up like you say it's going to, or go down like you say it's going to. If it doesn't do what you predict, you lose your investment.
So then you sold it, and then it started going up.
Yeah, I sold it for a loss, basically. And then the very next day at the same time, it was up like $20.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn it.
Yeah.
It's just got to be patient, man.
Okay. Yeah, okay, you say that until like until you see the number saying like -900. Yeah.
Okay, it's childish. It's going to be in our homegirl drop.
But,
like
but anyways, yeah, so that's why like I'm trying to invest in like learn. I mean,
he thinks he got us the same thing because there's no names.
Yep. Yeah, no, I got you guys all the exact same thing.
There's
all
right.
Books in it. Fabrizio has one too.
I hope it's a memory book, like a diary.
Like a scrapbook?
Yeah, just of all the... Oh, let me get that ASMR.
Yo, shout out Mindy for wrapping the presents for me.
You hear that?
You're just being obnoxious.
Woo!
Oh, I see Dad.
What'd you guys get?
I see Dad. Why do I see Dad?
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Rich Dad, poor Dad.
Seriously, no, that... So this book is like the cornerstone to get you to rethink what finances is actually about.
Wow, we both got each other finance books.
Yeah, that's
all
so
right,
funny.
Cool.
Yeah, because like, you know, I've been trying to get you guys into the whole like rethinking. Because I know one time you told me like you mostly use your debit card for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like there's no point in using your debit card when you can be building credit instead.
Oh, shit, okay.
Spirit.
I thought this was a book
emotion.
About parenting for a second.
No.
That's what I thought. I was like,
I got something to tell you guys. I'm Preggers. You guys are both. You guys are both the father.
Sick.
Oh, hey.
Cool, man. Hell yeah. Thanks,
man. But that book's basically going to tell you guys, it's going to explain the difference of how rich people perceive having money. And how poor people see it, like managing it. So like us,
Kobe.
As like middle class.
I missed it, by the way.
Sweet. My defense worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So us as like middle class, basically we're taught that we got to get a job and save money to be able to afford things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Instead, like, it'll teach you that, like, rich people, instead of, yes, you have to save, eventually, like, in the beginning, mm-hmm. but when you have the money, instead of just, like, spending on things you need, you can spend that money to make more money instead.
You lost me there, Cap.
It'll explain. So once you start making, like, mad money,
uh-huh.
you can invest in properties. And when you invest in that property, that's a tax write-off. So okay. now you don't pay taxes, and now you have more net value, net money. Worth. And you just keep adding on shit. That's why, like, you see rich people, like, they don't buy expensive-ass cars just because they can. It's a tax write-off.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a tax write-off. You just write that shit off. You say, yep. like, oh, I own my own business. I need this car to travel and, like, to carry stuff and yep, shit. You yep, know, you yep. say stuff like that. Like, dude, you're not running a restaurant carrying groceries in your fucking G-Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you say it,
yeah,
you put it down commuter. On paper, it's like a company car.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, that's my commuter.
Right off.
Cool, man.
So you don't pay any taxes and shit off yeah. of all your business expenses, which could be in like the tens, twenties, thirties, thousands.
Good night.
And you got this book also to Fabs?
Yeah, I got one for each of you guys.
Wait, did he already receive his?
No, it's in my car, but there's no point in me bringing it in if he's not here.
You can just give it to us. We're going to meet him on Saturday.
Oh, shit. Yeah, let's do that then.
Because I don't know when's the next time you're going to see him.
Yeah, so tell him it's his birthday / Christmas present, because that's what happens when you have a December birthday.
That's
I realize our birthdays are all just like
clumped
into like this kind of. One area.
It's yeah, it's like winter.
Out. Yeah, winter.
Mine's spring.
Is it actually?
Yeah, no. Okay, pussy.
Winter's for men.
And then spring's for pussies.
That's why he wears Patagonia.
Oh!
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 Oh! Oh. Oh. Mr. Jokes over here. This dude's got jokes over here.
Fuck oh, I'm getting texts asking wait, me when we're going to
you didn't have to wait 2 days for that comeback, though. Oh, good Ooh. Shot.
Oh, baby. All right, your boy's got a...
Oh, is it time?
Oh, it is time.
Yeah, it's 57 right. minutes.
That's probably right, the shortest one.
All right, so let's do the Whoa There Guys and the...
Whoa There Guy, this lady... actually, this happened like... couple hours ago.
Sick. Fresh.
I was walking. Okay. So I'm at the grocery store parking lot, right? Walking. In the crosswalk, mind you. In the crosswalk. And as I'm walking across, this lady is like fucking like inching forward. I'm like, what the fuck? And as I'm like in front of her car, she basically goes around me while I'm in the crosswalk.
Damn. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I look over, I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, rah, 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 rah. I was like, damn, fucking Caucasian lady. Another Karen.
Yep.
Yeah, so she was mad I was crossing in the crosswalk or something.
Going Karen.
Bro, Nova's like that. I know yeah, I was bringing this up. Dude, fuck Nova.
Man, this shit's
people
so
here
fucking...
driving and everything, they just self-entitled.
You're,
that's how it is.
Yeah.
You're
definitely self-entitled.
Due to the week. Due to the week is going to be Mindy for wrapping us. Up your gifts oh. for you guys. Shout out Mindy.
Shouts.
Mine's going to be a little bit political. Whoa there, guys, going to be the Indian government with this whole protest that's going on
oh,
right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the farmers, that. Right? The
farmers protest.
We are farmers.
Dun, 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 bum, bum, bum. Call the cops. Call the cops. Got mad motherfucking marijuana crops.
It is right now considered, it is the largest human protest ever in history.
Like, sick.
What's going on right now is just breaking everything. So everybody's just trying to bring awareness. There was like a big rally going on at DC on Saturday last week.
Oh.
I don't know where it was, like towards the Indian embassy.
You know the rules.
And so do I spam.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Hello, you're on my podcast. Click.
But yeah, this is like pretty much the injustice that's going on in India right now, where this trying to implement 3 laws, which is going to really cripple the farming infrastructure that's going on over there. The farmers have to work for under big corporations. They don't get to meet the minimum, like,
yeah,
pretty much the minimum price that they have to get. It's just that's taken away. They can just, the companies can like hoard all the things. It's just, they're going to run everything. It's going to be corporate, like corruption.
So like Big Apple is going to own
yeah,
farming.
Exactly. Gotcha. Which it's just going to be like the people are already suffering there. They're
like, you know, the farmers, there's been suicides going on for, like, not just now. It's been going on for years.
I heard.
Like a suicide or like a Clinton suicide?
No, like farmers are committing suicides because they just don't have enough money to pay.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I heard.
I thought it was like the government, like, don't make me kill yourself type of shit.
No.
Like, don't make me kill yourself.
Yeah.
They're not making enough money. Stop writing. No, dude. They're not making enough money. So they're just like, fuck, man. What's the point of living then?
Apple has like suicide nets.
Yeah, and like China and shit, so their workers don't jump off the roof of the facility.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this one's like, it's not like factories or anything. It's just everybody has.
You imagine like a tour's going through and some dude's like, fuck that shit, and then just jumps off the building, hits the net, and then people are like, what the fuck? And he's like, don't go in. Like, they've got it, you know? Yeah. Oh, dude, oh, that'll.
Shoot.
I'm sure like at the end of the tour, it's like, all right, everybody's got to sign these forms.
Are you guys ever going to lose closure?
Yeah. That's kind of a question I want to ask. You guys ever going to think about going to China in the future?
Define China.
China.
Like maybe Hong Kong.
Yeah, Hong Kong or Singapore.
Yeah, that's about it.
Probably Hong Kong.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
But that's not really China anymore because they're like trying to be independent.
Yeah. They're trying to be Americans, baby.
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever going to happen though. That's a harsh reality. The Chinese government.
Oh, there goes gravity.
Yep. All right, but yeah, that's my woe there guy.
And fuck the Indian government, bro. Yeah.
And then the dude of the week are all the Indians right now that are, like, supporting it all around the world, like, just protests going everywhere. So they're trying to bring awareness to where...
Gotta fight the man.
Everybody just knows what's going on. Because if it just stays in India, it's not going to get out. People are going to forget about it. But if the whole world is talking about it, it's going to be different.
Yeah. Dang, dude. Your dad's calling. Yeah. All right. My dude of the week are you guys.
Aww.
Yeah, my friends.
You didn't really have
cop out.
Yeah, it's true. my woe there guy is this guy who cut me off really bad, man. On 495, he was in the slow lane. I was zooming by, and I'm like, I'm moving. Like, I'm going at least 50, and this dude just peels right out in front of me, and I got to, like, almost, like, lock my brakes so I don't hit this guy. And yeah, it sucked.
Fuck, man.
I even laid down on my horn. That's the first time I honked at someone in, like, forever, so.
And it kind of gets you, like, riled up when you honk at it?
Yeah, at first I was mad, and then I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have honked.
No,
and then I'm like, whatever, that dude was an asshole. Yeah. He was in the wrong.
And you also got to test out your
my horn.
Yeah.
It's not.
The fuck is that?
It's a deep-fried turkey.
Oh. Look at all these chickens.
All right, let's call it off, guys. Out of here.
Chicken.
All right, boys. It's been fun. It's been real.
Thanks for having me again. Back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, man. Tell What's-Her-Face to listen.
Did you guys have boner jams?
Yeah. My boner jam is a tiny freezer, that tiny heater.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, I saw a giant one, like, four times that size for, like, an extra, like, $30,
$40. Oh, you should have got
that. Oh, and my other boner jam is breaking down.
That's my boner jam, you. All right.
Fuck you.
What's your boner jam?
Dude... Walking home last night, it was like 3, 4 a.m. after everything froze over. I took one step on my driveway, and I was like, whoop, I was Charlie Brown in my ass, dude. I was like, hey, dude, it was scary. I was like, okay, baby steps.
Oh, and for anyone who cares what we're sipping on, it's a Sprite, a Coors Light, that rhymes, bars, and a Monster.
Let us know on Instagram which one who's drinking what.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, gift cards aren't lame.
All right.
Bye.
Yo, gift cards aren't lame, bro. Fuck you.
Look at this dude.
All right, bye.